Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. Happy Thanksgiving passed. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. If you do Thanksgiving, I know not all of you guys are in the States. But if so, and you did a Thanksgiving, I hope you had a good time. Otherwise, I hope you had a great week anyhow. And I'm just really glad to be here. So we got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. Want to let you know that if you are listening live, it is the 3rd of December at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that I'm over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, not the check button. Click on the chat button, you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you can enter that chat room. It is a private group, but you can enter there and find my banner at the top of the page. If you would rather listen or watch than listen, you can do that by heading over to Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic on YouTube or Facebook, and you can watch the live stream there. So that's a mouthful, but there you go. Want to say hi to Renee, Quelly, Sid, Sheila, Pamela, everyone else that's filtering in. Catherine, good to see you guys. We have so much to talk about. So much to talk about. Thanksgiving week was, my God, I am still recovering. The kids came home. So, you know, whenever my kids come home, it's kind of a, we have a ton of fun, but it's kind of a shock to the system because, you know, we're empty nesters now and it's pretty quiet around here most of the time, except for, you know, dogs and pigs, but it's still pretty quiet around here. And so when the kids are all here and their dogs are here, like the chaos is a lot sometimes, but it's fine. So they came home Wednesday night and we did Thanksgiving on Thursday. Of course, we went to my sister Kara's house and it was awesome. We had a really good time. It was a pretty low key day, which was great. We didn't even start until, well, we didn't even eat until nearly five, and it was awesome. So we had a pretty lazy morning and I was all about it. On Friday, we went Black Friday shopping, me and the girls and my sisters and, you know, our crew. And then we had lunch at Matea's favorite Indian place. Because when my kids come home, they always have places they want to eat. Whether it's stuff they want us to cook, you know, family favorites, or somewhere they want to go. At all. You know, maybe all of those things. But, in fact, Scott made Matea's favorite soup when they came home on Wednesday night. So, you know, when you don't see your kids all the time, you got to spoil them. So that night we went to Red One. So Red One is the Rock movie, a holiday one. It was fun. I thought it was cute. We laughed. It was great. I haven't been to the theater in a long time. It was awesome. And then on Saturday, we went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And Jackson Hole is it's right on the boundary of Teton National Forest, which is right on the boundary of Yellowstone Park. So it's kind of all in that same area. And Jackson is an absolutely magical place in the winter. Jackson is a really touristy place. A lot of really, really wealthy people live in that area, and they really cater to, you know, wealthy people coming to town. And so it's really touristy and it's fun. And so we went because it was Christy's birthday over the weekend, and so that's what she wanted to do. There's a really cool store there called Spirit and Spice, and they do all kinds of tons of different kinds of whiskeys and liquors, and you can taste everything. So you have these little cups and you walk around and, you know, you can ask to taste literally anything, and they'll give you a little taste of it and tell you all about it. And they have all of these house blends, and they also have a bunch of whiskey from all over the world and stuff. And that is so fun. We've done that once before. But they also have a huge selection of vinegars and olive oils. And so Scott is a fool for any kind of balsamic. So their vinegars are just unbelievable. Unbelievably expensive too, but as you can probably imagine. But that was so we had a lot of fun in there. Micah hadn't been there before, so that was fun. And then we had dinner at a Polish restaurant, which was also a new experience. I've never had, like, on purpose sat down in a Polish restaurant before. I don't even know if I've seen a Polish restaurant before, but the food was phenomenal. And then Sunday we had a little bit more of a down day, and the kids went home, but not before they helped trim Zig's toenails. You guys, oh wait, I wanted to show you a picture. This is what Jackson Hole in the winter looks like. They have an elk preserve on the outside of town, and you may know that elk drop their antlers every year, and so over the course of many decades, they have built these two arches out of elk antlers. And again, just understand, elk do drop their antlers every year. Nobody was harmed in the making of this arch, but they cover it with lights in the winter, and this is like the little city square. It's a beautiful, magical place in the winter. Anyway, so there's that. And yeah, so anyhow, it was just a fun weekend. We had a blast. We did a lot of fun things. But Zig's toenails, my gosh. So Zig's back hooves, Zig is our boar, our little male mini pig, and Zig's back hooves they're terrible. They need to be trimmed. I have called every vet in this area to see if anybody knows of a farrier, because there's no way we're moving Zig out of this house. Like, there's no way. Someone has to come here. There is not a farrier in this valley that does mini pigs. And we talked to the vet about it, and he said, well, we had a few suggestions. We have a friend that's a vet, it's at a teaching school, and he said, give him a beer. Give him a beer or two, and that'll get him relaxed and knocked out enough that you can just do his, he needs his hooves and his tusks done. His tusks need to be trimmed down too. But I was more worried about his hooves because he's walking funny on those back legs. Like, it's bad. It was bad. Now, we have tried beer twice, and he drank every bit of it that we gave him, but it didn't faze him. So our vet said, all right, I'm going to sell you some sedative pills. Give him one in 30 minutes. If it hasn't knocked him out, give him a second in 30 minutes. If that hasn't worked, give him a third. That will knock him out. Just make sure he's in the house so that you can keep him warm. You should be able to do the hooves and the tusks and right. So last week we were like, all right, it's winter now. He's not trying to go outside, so this is a good time to do this, and we'll just kind of lock him in the house so that he has to lay down on his bed, and we'll get these hooves done, right? No. We gave him the first pill. It fazed him not. So after 30 minutes, we gave him the second pill. No, not at all. Third pill, he did lay down on his bed and sleep, but if you got anywhere near him or his hooves, he would jump right up. It didn't work at all. At all! But what do you do? Because those hooves are not good. I'm really worried about his hips and his back knees because, like, he's walking bad. It's not good. So we finally decided we were just going to have to go the brute force way, which is what a lot of people do. It's what they do at the vet if they can. Once you get a pig flipped on their back, they're not powerless, but a lot less powerful than they are if they're standing with those strong legs. So we decided what would happen is that between Scott and the three kids, we would get Zig flipped onto his back and just power through it and get those hooves trimmed. And that is what we did. But my God, you guys, I think the whole neighborhood probably heard that pig screaming. You can't even believe what it sounded like. It was awful. Awful. However, his hooves are trimmed. Matea and Mars did the trimming, and it took both of them squeezing the big trimmer things to be able to cut through those hooves. It's crazy. Now, Scott probably could have done it by himself, only he was busy holding Zig and basically laying on top of him to hold him down. While the damnedest amount of hollering and yelling went on that you have ever heard in your life. I would have videoed it, but I think we would have had a visit from PETA because it was terrible. However, the whole thing lasted less than a minute, and then he got lots of treats and whipped cream and an orange and all the things he loves, and he's completely fine. And you ought to see the way he's walking now, like a champ. So he did go straight downstairs to his bed and sleep for several hours and didn't come back up stairs that whole day. I think he was just pissed off. We all took turns going down to visit him, taking him a snack, talking to him. He was kind of over us. But anyway, they're done now. So, yay for Zig Piggy, I guess. But that was the biggest scene I have ever seen in my life. It was really something. Just jumping in the other chat room quick. Hey, Tara. Oh, Catherine said she was in Ireland this year, so she missed Thanksgiving in the States. She said, my first year in a long time without Thanksgiving, and I did miss it. Aw. Anyway, I had to tell you about Zig and the incident. But hopefully we don't have to do that again for a few years and he's completely forgotten. But I wanted to share something with you that I made. So you know that my family does a yearly cookie day where we get together and do all of our holiday like cookie baking together, and then we put together our treats and trays and boxes for friends and neighbors and ourselves and stuff, and we've done it this way for decades. So every year I get to thinking, in November, early December, what am I making this year for Cookie Day? Well, I will show you one thing. I saw a video of somebody making these candied oranges that they dipped in chocolate, and they looked amazing. So I thought I would try my hand at those and see how they turned out. And you guys, holy moly, that's what it looks like. So it's literally just orange slices that you parboil and put back in and blanch in ice water to get the bitterness out of the skin. And then you boil sugar and water until they get up to almost a soft ball stage, and you put your orange slices in and you boil them in the sugar mixture until you get almost to hard ball, and then you pull them out and cool them, and then you dip them in chocolate like it's in melted chocolate. It's that simple. Holy hell, these are good. Have you ever made these? Have you ever had these? My gosh. Yeah, I'm definitely making these for Cookie Day. I just wanted to try them first, just in case. It's a real party foul to show up to Cookie Day with brand new recipes that you've never tried. But anyway, those were amazing. We're definitely making those for Cookie Day. Holy crap. It makes me really want to try lemons and limes and grapefruit. I think candied grapefruit might be absolutely amazing. But anyway, if you're looking for something different to make this year, I'm telling you, worth it. Said, we have tried that, and I'm with you with dogs on that. Unfortunately, with pigs. But I'm with you. She said, when it comes to the dreaded nail trims, I learned it's best to slowly condition them step by step by doing dry runs, by getting up, or by getting set up, showing cutters, moving to touching nail with tool, one toe a day. Yes, agreed entirely with dogs. We've tried that with pigs. We've even tried just laying the cutters next to them on their bed so they can just kind of get used to being near them. They will leave. I think, and this is kind of morbid, but I swear, this is like when you try to put a leash or a harness on a pig, they go absolutely berserk. And I think somewhere inside of them, they think that they're getting hauled off to market. I do, whenever you try to restrain them. I know. Terrible. Anyway, yeah, we assured him too. You are not getting hauled off to market, Zig, but Oh, Sid said, I just bought a teaching program for Mr. Darcy. I always did the wrestling method. I will keep you posted. Good luck. Good luck. Yes, do keep me posted. I really wish I could find a farrier, but I can see why I didn't, because it's like a four-person job. I probably couldn't afford a farrier to come and do all that. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, let's move on to Luminous. I had so much fun with Luminous this week. What I was thinking about is creativity around the holidays and looking for ways to be creative and be creative with gifting and just allow yourself that, because I think that we I don't know, the holidays get to be so rote, you know, and everybody has everything, right? Everybody has enough of everything. So what do you do for people that have everything, right? I mean, it's easy with your kids. You're like, okay, well, you need snow boots and you always need socks and underwear. Great gift, right? You know, it's easier with kids, but I think when you get to adulthood and people pretty much just take care of themselves, I have some thoughts for you. So I just put a link in the chat room. Luminous was scheduled earlier this morning, or was published earlier this morning. So you can check that out there. All new artwork this week, because we have moved on from November and into December. You guys, do you realize we are only 21 days away from the winter solstice? Yeah, we are not that far from the longest night of the year, and then we'll start transitioning again. The light will start returning. I mean, it's slow, I know, but the light will start returning. We're not that far from it. Wild. So I called this magazine the Joyful and Bright issue, because we're going to be joyful and bright this year, God damn it. I don't know about you guys, but I've had enough of being sad. I've had enough of being mad. I've had enough of struggling. So I'm making a choice this holiday that it's just going to be light, easy, and fun. No matter what, I hope. We'll see. We can all use some joy this year. All right, so my musings this week, I put together a list, some ideas of handmade gifts. I talk to you guys all the time who tell me you don't think that you're creative, and I'll tell you a weird secret. I also don't think that I'm creative. I never have. And I know it's not true. I look at the breadth of my work and what I do, and you know, it's not true. But I was conditioned to believe that, I think, as a kid. And that's kind of where I'm at. You know, it's where I've been. To be real, I think I have moved beyond that for the most part. But every once in a while, I will still catch that vibe. Crazy town, right? Everyone is creative. But I thought it would be fun to put it together some ideas of things that you could do with very little artistic skill or equipment. Or lots of artistic skill if you're super artistically skilled. It doesn't matter. You are, you just don't know it yet. To make a few gifts for Christmas this year, if you are so drawn. I'm actually going the creative route for a lot of my Christmas gifts this year. I bought these fabulous watercolor sets. Do I watercolor paint? No. Do I want to? Desperately. Yes, I bought myself a set too. They are these beautiful, highly pigmented paints that are metallic, and they're absolutely gorgeous. So I bought a bunch of sets of those paints and a bunch of brush sets and a bunch of watercolor books for several people in our family. I also bought these cool light up whiteboard. They're like a clear whiteboard that have all these markers that go with them to just draw and play on for fun. Or you could make a list or a sign or a daily a positive affirmation or anything. But so I'm dispersing those amongst our family this year because I think we all need more opportunities to just be more creative, to make that hand-eye coordination to when you use your hands, you're firing synapses in your brain. You are also, a lot of times, hopefully, if you can be kind to yourself, you're also creating happy hormones in your brain when you create. And I thought this year for my family, who again doesn't really need anything of great expedience, right? They pretty much got what they need. That I really just wanted to go to a more creative place with gifts. So for that reason, I thought I'd give you guys some suggestions of gifts that you could consider making. Here's some ideas why handmade gifts are winners. They are personal. Everyone knows that going to the effort of making something for someone shows that you care. They spark gratitude. When you are making something for somebody, you really have to think about them and why you're creating something for them, or what they like, what they're all about, what they would want, what colors they would love, things like that. It's cost effective. Holidays get really expensive. Sometimes, not always, don't use me as an example. Sometimes crafting and making things for gifts can be quite a bit more cost effective than buying, but I think that is definitely not always true, but it can be. All right, so here's some ideas of things that you could do quite easily for very little equipment or startup costs to do. Custom scented candles. I love this one. It is so easy to go on Amazon or to your local craft store and buy candle wax, buy a set of wicks, buy a little scent, or just use an essential oil. Melt those together, pour them in a cute jar. Boom, you have a gift. If you really want to have fun with it, go down to some of your local thrift shops and purchase little teacups, creamers, gravy boats, pretty little pieces of china, and pour your candles in those. Or buy a candy dish that's wider and put about three wicks in and pour your candle in those. There's a lot of super cute things you can do with candles. A lot. And they're darling and people love them. You can also, after you've poured your candle, as the wax is getting ready to set, you can add some things to the top of it. I love to put nutmeg on the top of poured candles. It looks really pretty and it smells good. Or sandalwood powder. Oh, sandalwood powder. Oh my God. Amazing. But you can also put like flower petals. Some people put little crystals. You could put a little pine cone in the corner. There's a lot of things you can do with that, but they are so cute and turn out so darling. They're absolutely darling gifts. And again, minimal effort or equipment needed to do so. Personalized recipe jars. These are so fun. I'm actually doing these this year with hot chocolate for our stockings. So I'm making stir sticks out of glass in one of my kilns. And then I bought little they're like test tube sized little containers, little plastic ones on Amazon. And then you layer those with your ingredients. So in my case, it's hot chocolate mix and crushed candy canes and the little tiny marshmallow bits for hot cocoa. They're like crispy marshmallows, kind of like dried out marshmallows. They're not crispy. They're dehydrated, I think. But anyway, I'm gonna tie my sticks to those, and that's what is going in stockings this year. But at any rate, you can do all kinds of things like that in a jar, and there's a ton of recipes out there for it. You can do that for all kinds of baked goods. You can do it for soups, using a lot of dried ingredients. Those are cute gifts, and people love them because as long as you've included a cute little note with the ingredients on how to do it, suddenly they can pour all of that into a pot and make dinner easily and quickly. Or you can pour all of that into a bowl and add, whatever, their butter, water, or whatever, to make cookies or make quick bread or whatever. But those are fun and people love to get them and they're cute in jars. DIY coasters. You can buy completely plain coasters, or you can buy the slate ones and print pictures and decoupage them onto them. Those are cute and sentimental. Homemade bath bombs. Bath bombs are really easy to make. So it's baking soda, citric acid, whatever scents and colors you want. And you can buy a bath bomb mold at Michael's for a few bucks. Press that together really hard. Set it out to dry. Wrap it up in some cellophane. Put a little label on it. And there you go. Those are cute. And people, again, love getting those. That's a really fun one. You can also, with your bath bombs, if you want to get crazy with it, you can put little things inside of them. You can put rings or put it in a little tiny baggie or something, but you can put a little ring in there or a crystal or a pendant. Any little thing that could be hidden can go in the bath bomb for somebody to find when they use their bath bomb. That's fun. We did that one year for Mars's friends. When Mars was in high school, she had a pretty good sized group of friends that she liked to exchange gifts with, like 10 or 12 kids. And so we always did some kind of a fun handmade gift. And one year, I ordered rings on Amazon. So they weren't very expensive. They were, perfect for teenage girls. And we sealed them in little baggies and we put them inside of bath bombs. Oh my gosh, that was like the most favorite gift that year. We had so much feedback from the girls about how much they loved those. And that is so easy and it's insanely cheap to make those. Plus, they're just fun. Mugs. If you have a little bit of artistic skill, you can just purchase ceramic mugs, plain ones. You could even buy these at the dollar store if you wanted. You can use oil-based markers to doodle on them or write quotes or create designs, whatever. And then with the oil-based, like the enamel paints, then you bake them, depending on what the instructions are, to set your design, and then you've got a personalized coffee mug. That's kind of fun. Knitted or crocheted accessories, that's only if you knit and crochet, but I know a lot of you guys do. So you could do a scarf, a beanie, gloves. You can also do, it's a huge theme recently. People knit all of these cute animals and stuff that are fun too. Pressed flower art. I love, love, love this one. Matea did this for Christmas last year. And she did, she took frames. They're these clear frames. I was gonna. I was gonna pull these up on screen, but I realize I can't do that and keep luminous on screen, so I'm gonna have to not do that. But basically, they are picture frames that are glass. They're double-sided and they're glass on both sides. And you can put them either up on, like, you can buy ones that just hang in the window, or you can buy the ones that are hinged that sit, like, on a bookcase or something. So you take those and you put pressed flowers in them, photos, whatever you want. She did little tiny Polaroids and photo and flowers. And those make the cutest gifts. This is what they look like. They just hinge open. If you don't have time to press any flowers or don't have any pressed flowers, which, I would fully understand if you don't, you can also buy dried pressed flowers on Amazon. And these are the prettiest gifts. If you have someone who you know what their favorite flowers are, this is great. But it doesn't matter if you don't. These are just cute little something somethings to have, right? This is I'm obsessed with these. You can also buy frames that look like that are tiny for to make resin pendants out of. And the way you do that is you just buy some of the UV resin. Now you have to have a UV light for this one, but you can usually buy a kit with UV resin and a light and stuff for like $25. But you arrange your flowers, you lay your little pendant down on some parchment paper, and then you arrange your little dried flowers inside or little tiny crystals or whatever you're putting, and then you squeeze out the resin on top of it. And then you cure it with your light. and boom, you have this cool pendant. I have done this many times with funeral flowers for people after they had a loss. And they turn out beautifully and they're so easy. So I'm kind of obsessed with the whole flower theme right now because they're gorgeous. Custom spice blends. If you love to cook and you have spice blends that you make for yourself, or just blends that you typically, maybe you always use certain things in the things that you cook, put them all together and put them in cute little jars and slap a label on them, and there you go. It's your own custom spice blend that you're giving away to your friends. People love stuff like this. Painted plant pots. This is so super easy. You just get some terracotta pots, or you can get white ceramic plain pots and use enamel paints. But you could paint them with fun patterns, with quotes, minimalist designs. You could use stencils and stencil on them. You could do whatever you want, but that's a really easy one too. And then if you want to, you can put a low maintenance plant in there. I love peace lilies for this, except for that they are poisonous, so you gotta, if they have cats, don't give them that. But peace lilies are really easy because when a peace lily is thirsty, it will tell you by acting like it's dead as hell. And then you give it water, and in a few hours it perks right up and is like, psych, I'm actually fine. They are total jerks like that, but they are natural air purifiers, and again, you cannot screw them up, right? You really can't, because when they're hungry or when they're thirsty, they will tell you. You give them water, and life goes on. Don't give people poinsettias if they have pets. They are very poisonous. But do give people aloe vera. That's a great one. And they're super, super easy to keep as well. Beaded jewelry. Not that hard. You don't need a lot of equipment for this one. But it's fun to put together just little bracelets. Earrings, necklaces, that can become a whole hobby all in itself. But if you're going super simple, it isn't hard. If you're going to go more intricate, it's a lot harder. But hand-stitched ornaments. If you sew, you can put together a lot of different kinds of ornaments that are super, super cute. Herbal blend teas. Make your own herbal blended tea. This is fun. We did this last year. Ours was Scott's famous chai. You guys know Scott blends his own chai every year, and he makes a huge jar of it, and then he uses it for months and then makes another jar. And our kids are always asking for Scott's tea. Not that tea. He makes the tea for them when they're sick. So we put that together. But last year we put together his chai, and I bought tins, like little tea tins, and we made tin tea, and I made a label that was Scott's famous chai, and we gave that out as in stockings, and it was beloved. We had a lot of comments from friends and family on those, how much they loved them. But you could put together whatever you want. If you really love a certain kind of tea, make your own blend of it. Or if you just have some flavors that you love together, make your own blend of it. That is so easy. Not insanely expensive, and then you have it for yourself to enjoy, and you can give it to your friends so that every time they drink the tea you made them, they think about you. It's kind of fun. And I promise you, they're not going to get that from anyone else this year because that's a very unique gift. Photo collages and memory books, those are always fun and interesting. Those are always welcome. Infused oils or vinegars. This is an awesome gift. If you've never done this before, this is not hard. You can do this in a mason jar, or you can buy some fancier like vinegar jars online. But you take your, or olive oil. So take your olive oil or whatever vinegar you're going to use, and you can find a million recipes online for this. But combine the oil or the vinegar, whatever you're doing, with herbs, with garlic, with chilies, in a cute bottle, and let it sit for a couple weeks. Like if you're going to do these for Christmas, I would do them now so they have a little time to infuse. And then just put a little ribbon on that and give it. Those are darling and they're awesome. People love them. And bake. Obviously, bake. Everybody loves a good holiday baked good or candy plate. People love this stuff. So those are, that's a pile of ideas that you can do for people for the holidays that are simple, that are from the heart, that you made. It's for them, but it's for you too. Because again, when you are creating, you are creating synapses in your brain. You are creating happy hormones in your brain. And you're also creating something that you get to give to somebody else, which creates more happy hormones in your brain. Creativity is a great way to give yourself some pretty cheap and easy therapy. So consider that as well. Kev said something that I like that's easy is to fill mason jars with tea bags, honey, or colored sugars, decorate with bows and stuff. Yeah, love it. Yeah. And again, people love this stuff. Tara said she's making crochet Christmas ornaments for Christmas. Oh, I'll bet you are, because you're very good at that. Love it. Sorry, just jumping back in the other chat room real quick. Okay, I'm seeing some reading requests, and I will get to them, I think, today. But those were my suggestions. I would love to hear any of anything else that you guys are doing or that you've done in the past or that you love to do. But I also want to say this. If you don't make things for Christmas gifts, you shop for them. That's okay too. I'm not here to put anybody down or to say that the way you choose to do the holidays is wrong. Not in any way whatsoever. I understand that we are limited by time, by resources, sometimes by health or ability. So don't let me rain on your parade any way you choose to or choose to not do the holidays. Please do not. This is just for fun. Okay. All right. Kelly this week brings us, her article is so fun. You have to go listen to her podcast. Cyclops and Snow Bunnies and Wise Women. Oh my. And you can listen to the episode right here. You just click on that. This is a hyperlink right here. So this is talking about winter, Christmassy type lore and goddesses from respective ancestry for Lisa and for Kelly. It is so much fun. Absolutely listen to this and read her article. It's awesome. And then think about what winter goddesses would line up with your ancestry. And maybe go look them up. My tip of the week, I included the Libby's pumpkin roll recipe. I shared this last year and you guys really liked it. This is a staple for us this time of year. Matea made pumpkin roll and brought it to Thanksgiving. So, but Scott usually makes a pile of these every year. I'm sure he still will. I noticed that he bought a bunch of pumpkin last week. So I'm sure it's coming. My mom always made pumpkin rolls, and that's something that we've just always continued to do. But I've discovered that Libby's recipe, I think, is probably the best one out there. So, this is their recipe for pumpkin roll. If you ever want to make something that looks pretty damn impressive and tastes amazing with a surprising little amount of effort, so give it a shot and let me know what you think. Christy's energy exercise is the Kuan Yin relief. You need some relief? You may. This is a good one to get some quick relief from whatever's bothering you. All right. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. I mean, come on. We all know. Crimin' just keeps crimin'. Lots of good meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that's it for Luminous this week. So I hope you found some gems in there that help you out. Yeah. Sid's going to make splinter removing kits this year with ozonated oil, Ixmol salve, is that how you say that? And Band-Aids plus a special removal tool. I had a few last week and didn't have everything together. Interesting, Sid. Cool. I've been thinking about putting together a little first aid kit to put down in the glass room because, my God. I don't even want to admit how many little cuts I have had from the glass. When will I learn? First of all, you can't go in the glass room with bare feet. No, you can't. I live my life in bare feet. I finally put a pair of slippers right outside the glass room door so that I would try to remember not to go charging in there. It's like in my brain, I'm going in there to grab one thing really quick, so it should be fine, right? No, man, it's not fine. It's not fine when you step on a piece of glass and then it's stuck in the bottom of your foot. The other day, I stepped on a little piece of glass. It did not go into my foot, but to just, I don't know, wipe it off. Like as if you stepped on a pebble, you know, and you just like wipe one foot off on the other. I did that. It got quite the cut on the top of my other foot with that piece of glass. Please. I don't know when I'm going to learn. But I had thought about, Sid, something similar, putting together a little first aid kit for the glass room so that every time I have a little slice on my fingers or my feet. Yeah, I'm going to learn someday. I think cutting your hands occasionally probably is just par for the course, but cutting your feet is just negligent. That's just being stupid. So I'm going to try and do better on that. But, you know, we'll see. So it turns out, even if you're only going in there for a minute, you can still step on a shard of glass. Also, maybe sweep in there more often. I don't know. That's a thought. I know. Okay, let's get into some reading. Carolyn said, I just had a bad surgery asking for comfort. Oh, Carolyn, I'm so sorry. Yeah, if everyone wouldn't mind sending a little extra to Carolyn. Carolyn, I'm going to do some specific work on your behalf. Just wrapping you up in a big, thick blanket of pink light. You're really ungrounded right now, but I'm not going to fix that because when people are in pain, sometimes you get ungrounded because being up in your head is a little bit more comfy. It's also why you feel like you can't think, but at the same time, it might be better than the alternative. So maybe a couple of weeks out, come back and ask me to ground you and we'll do that. But right now, I feel like it's probably in your best interest not to be. I'm just putting a lot of light around you and asking for you to feel a lot of comfort, a lot of peace, and very able to rest because it seems like that's what you need more than anything. All right, sis, sending lots and lots of love to you. I am so sorry. Darn it. Let's see. Malishka wanted a general reading. Let's pull you a few cards. Probably one card because I. I don't know how much time I'm going to have. Well, I've got 10 minutes, so we'll be okay. I agree, Sid. Oh, when you break glass in the house, it sucks. Because then every little sliver has to be picked up. Yeah. I know, with dog noses, I worry about that. They're not allowed in the dog room or the glass room. And they know that. So, of course, every time I walk in there, They're trying to beat me in the door because they want to come in there and see what I'm up to. But it can be really dangerous, especially if they get it in their mouth or in their stomach. Whew. No. Okay. So, Malishka, I guess we are pulling three cards. Because that's what I did. So. Interesting. All right, the first card I pulled, and I'm using the Psychic Tarot, by the way. The first card I pulled was the Conflict and Defeat card, which tells me that well, there's some conflict in your life. Actually, defeat is what comes up for me more than anything. That I feel like you end up feeling pretty defeated by people around you, and I'm going to stretch that into feeling misunderstood by a lot of people around you. I feel like you end up feeling like you have to keep secrets or kind of keep yourself under wraps because the people in your world don't really know you that well. They don't really know what you think or what makes you tick because you don't really feel safe sharing your whole self. And it's easy to say, get out of that situation, but that's not really reality for everybody all the time. I know that. But I want you to know that I see you and I hope that over time you can continue to move yourself towards situations and people that are willing and able to see you for who you are. The second card is the Triumphant Success card. I actually feel like there is a place in your life that is quite successful or has the capacity to be quite successful, and I feel like that's likely in the ways of resources or money. And so, good news there, and I feel like this kind of stretches into the new year that we see a good boon for you in that way. The last card I pulled is intuition. It's a huge reminder to you to trust your intuition. I feel like you have been conditioned to not trust yourself, and that's a place that you could continue to grow and continue to work with yourself on and continue to go take steps to develop your intuition. I think you're pretty psychic already, but meditations, psychic games, psychic activities, journaling, those are all really good ways to help deepen your own intuition and your own psychic skills. So, and also, trusting and acting on that intuition when you can. So, all of those things I think add up, but I see you. Hey, Laurie. Okay. Sarah said, "Would you mind helping my cat understand that the new automatic cat litter will not hurt her?" Oh gosh. Okay. Yes. This is always a big one. It's the automatic cat boxes. It's the automatic feeders. It's the automatic waterers. We have an automatic waterer, and one of my grand dogs, Buddha, cannot drink out of it. So when he comes out here, like on the holidays and stuff, we have to put a water dish down next to the waterer because he cannot drink out of it. He's just scared to death of it, which is bananas because he has an automatic feeder at home that he's fine with. But something about the waterer and the way the water glugs down and no, it ruins his life. But everybody else here is like, what's his problem? But Buddha can't. So let's tune into your kitty, Sarah. I'm just going to tune into her through you. Yeah, she hates the very idea of it. But I'm going to show her using it. That she can still use it per normal. She can still dig around in the sand per normal. Yeah, and that it's totally safe. And that even though she sees it or may hear it or see it moving when she's not in the box, that she is totally safe. She's not fully convinced. I think it might just take some time. I think you'll get there with her eventually. But yeah, she's pretty appalled by it right now. Those are so nice though. Hopefully we can get her there. Okay, Kev would love a general read. Let's pull you a few cards. Have you guys seen Wicked yet? I have not, but I'm dying to. My girls went. They loved it. They called me on the way home from the theater, singing at the top of their lungs. Jerks. Oh, Sarah. She said they had to upgrade because the husky keeps trying to eat out of the regular litter box. Ah, that's a good reason. Yep. And Catherine, do not lose faith in me. I am going to get to your kitty question as well, I promise. I'm just going to finish out one chat room here and then move over to the other. Wow, Kevin. So the first card is spiritual strength. And this card always indicates to me that you're going to be essentially, and not going to be, but I think this is right now, this minute, you're really being called on to tap into your own stores of spiritual strength. I don't think it's because anything is necessarily wrong per se. I mean, I know, life situations happen, so there is that. But at the same time, I feel like it's a real curiosity too, like that alchemist in you is just keeps. Waking up a little bit more and a little more, and that spiritual strength is a part of that. And part of the reason I say that is because the second card is the awareness card. And this card to me is always about people really waking up to their own gifts and skills, getting more and more in tune to who they are as a soul and as into their higher self versus just what you're experiencing right here in this lifetime. And for you, I feel like that is so true. Because you are always waking up a little bit more to the power that you really carry, that you really weren't gifted in this lifetime so much, but that's really inside of you. And I think really this through the summers or the winter solstice period, you're going to have a lot more of that. I think that because of that, you'll find yourself being drawn to do things like creating and ceremony and maybe even working with other people and just doing things that really flex your spiritual muscles. The final card I think has more to do with work, and it's the Stand Your Ground card. I think during the holidays in your line of work, we're probably talking about good boundaries here and working as much as you want to work, but not overextending yourself if possible, so that you don't run yourself down to the point that you're sick, pissed off, miserable at all, you know? I mean, make that money, right? Make as much money as you want to, but if you find yourself getting run down, it's also okay to have a boundary on how much you can and will work. Okay, let's ask Mr. Darcy Pup why he never ever drinks water and take a look at his kidneys. I've amped up hand feeding water and giving fruit smoothies, worried about kidney damage. Okay. I think the fruit smoothies are a great idea, and giving some hand-fed water. He doesn't feel thirsty, Sid. I mean, check with your vet to be sure, but I don't really feel like his kidneys are struggling, but he doesn't really get thirsty. I'm not saying his body's not thirsty. I feel like he doesn't feel thirsty. And so I think you're right to do some extra things. Would he crunch an ice cube? Ah, you're so welcome, Kev. Would he crunch an ice cube? My dogs love ice cubes. The pigs do too. And that's another way to get a little extra fluid into them. So you might try ice cubes with him. But I think that you're smart to do the things you are doing because somehow here he's not making the connection that he's thirsty. Funny guy. But you're doing a good job, I think, of just supplementing. So keep that up. Okay, Catherine wanted a health check on young Arthur. He's a kitty. He's done really well adapting to life here. Just noticed a change in his litter box this past week. Eating and drinking okay. Hope he hasn't picked up on the health stresses my parents are going through. All right, let's tune in to Mr. Arthur. This cat is a rock star, isn't he? He is so well adjusted. And Catherine, you just only have yourself to thank for that. You've done such a good job socializing, and I mean, not all cats could travel and do the things, go the places that Arthur has. You have done an amazing job with him. I think by and large, he's okay, but. If this were my cat, I think if this litter box stuff kept up for even another week, I'd probably just go have a wellness check just to double check. I'm wondering if he needs to be wormed or, if he just needs a little supplemental help. I would, Catherine. I'd keep an eye on that and consider just having a little wellness check at the vet just to make sure that everything's okay. I don't really feel like he's picking up on the health stresses of your parents. He feels to me more like maybe he's got a little something of his own going on. Again, I don't know that I feel like it's super serious, but I know this is your guy. So I'd keep a really close eye on that. 'Cause cats don't tell you they're sick till they're sick. And I don't know that I think he's sick. I just think he might need a little bit. He might need something, a little intervention. So, yeah. Well, it happens so fast. We have done it. We've talked down to the end of the show. So, I just want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every single day doing readings and healings and everything in between. Animal communication, mediumship, a shot in the arm if you need it, kick in the butt if that's what it takes. Problem solving, let me help you if I can. I'm there. If you head over to 12listen to talk to me and I'm not there, just go to my profile and do a callback request, and I get a text that says, "Hey, this client is waiting for you," and then I'll do everything I can to get signed back in as soon as I can so that I can be there for you. So that's how it works, but I literally work 365. I am always there or there for part of the day or whatnot. I worked on Thanksgiving. I will work on Christmas. You guys are a part of my extended family, and I don't bail on you. So you're not bothering me. It's fine, and I will always be around if you need me. So again, that's over at 12listen.com. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being a part of my crew. I'm looking at the calendar going, wow, we're only a short time away from our Christmas giveaway show. I was thinking today, I really need to start thinking about what I'm giving away this year. Yeah, it'll be good. All righties. Well, I want to thank you guys for being here. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.